I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It is a familiar sports story.
Growing up in America, the bad news bears, like, we are pulling it together, we're finding a way, we're building a professional system, and I think everyone recognizes we're at the starting point.
If you've ever coached a sports team, you know how hard it can be to get the players motivated, especially younger ones, and keep them that way over many games. Then complicate that by coaching a team, a soccer team, that's far from the world's best.
There is no comparison to the U.S. women's national team. We can be in the top 60 to 80 in the world.
Then add a layer of insecurity.
We begin with that breaking news from Afghanistan, a devastating terror attack in the capital, an ambulance made to help.
A moment ago, you heard the voice of Kelly Lindsay, the American coach of the Afghanistan women's national soccer team. She's played soccer since she was a kid, and in many ways, her life so far has been in preparation for her current job. So you're a former college player at Notre Dame, also played here in the U.S. and made four appearances for the U.S. women's national team. But coaching the Afghan women's national team, that's a completely different sort of challenge. You've been doing it now for what, 2 years?
3 years.
How's it going?
It's been a life-changing, wonderful experience. I'm a major competitor. I will beat my nieces and nephews at anything. But I also recognize the power of sport to be a beautiful vehicle to empower lives and really help people be their best. And this is – couldn't ask for a better group of girls to help empower lives with.
So kind of a dream position, but had you thought, like, when you were younger, maybe one day I'll coach the women's team of a beleaguered, a war-torn country?
Never dreamed of it. My friends will joke because in college I would often say, peace in the Middle East, that's where we need it the most. And ironically enough, now I'm sitting in the Middle East working with a team from Central Asia trying to bring peace in that idea. So
you said you're in the Middle East, but Afghanistan isn't in the Middle East. So is that where you practice?
We look for a lot of help across Asia. Southeast Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, we've been able to reach out to a number of countries asking for help and support to host our camps.
Right. And how much time do you spend in Afghanistan as a team and as a coach?
I have never been to Afghanistan. As a team, we don't go because there's many of our girls that probably don't want to or can't go back to the country as refugees and immigrants. Our goal is to find safe places outside of Afghanistan so everyone who comes to camp can feel safe and can train and feel good about the environment.
So the team itself, do they hail from Afghanistan or are they kind of in the Afghan diaspora?
We are from all over the world. We are immigrants and refugees, and we pull straight out of Kabul as well.
So why are the players on the team in it? What do they tell you?
To bring hope and opportunities for young girls in the country.
And I mean, a lot of teams are about winning. Is it also about winning, or would you say first comes a more intangible goal?
Underlying it all, we want to be in the World Cup. So being in the World Cup means we have to win. Everyone recognizes where we're starting from, maybe 30, 40 years behind the rest of the world as far as development goes. When we'll get to that tangible goal of winning, who knows? But in the meantime, there's a much more intangible goal that we all fight for daily, which is to empower women around the world.
What about the funding challenge? I mean, like, who pays your salary? Who pays the players? And you guys have a really big travel budget, too, I imagine.
I have a huge travel budget. Our entire staff is volunteer. The Federation does what they can, but it's a huge budget to have to travel to every trip. We're talking $60,000 to $80,000 every time we go somewhere. The federations have stepped up from across Asia, which we can only be grateful and appreciative for. And we fundraise for everything else. We beg all of our friends and family, and we go try to find sponsors and people who appreciate this journey. And it would not happen without an entire village of people globally who have stepped in and given us some funds.
Can you just tell me about one player that you've seen really change, just evolve, thanks to this team?
Yeah, I'm going to keep her name
sure.
Under wraps. She is from Kabul. And the very first training camp she came to, you could tell right away she was a great player. But one of the hardest things about building this team is a very simple word, trust. Growing up in a war-torn country, it's got to be really hard to know who to trust. And some of the stories I've heard from the girls of their past and their growing up was they were never allowed to leave the house because of Taliban rule, but also because nobody knew whose side the neighbor was on. So this young woman who showed up in India with us for SAF, she had a lot of football talent, but man, she just struggled to trust us. She actually spoke back to me. She tried to run away. You could feel this anger for the world, for everything. When she came back to Camp in Jordan, she was 100% changed, 180 degrees.
What happened?
I think the realization of what a great opportunity it was, the realization that, wow, these coaches have stuck with us for 3 years. I don't think they're doing this for themselves. And I think that's a big thing for these women in Afghanistan. They've had people from the outside come in and give them a camp or give them a clinic or give them money. And then these people leave and they go make a movie or they go write a book. And they feel very taken about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you came and you told us we should trust you. And you went off and you made a movie or you made a book and you never gave back to us again. And I think the fact that we are all volunteers and they know it, we love them more than they will ever know as human beings first and treat them as human beings first. Every action, every word, every thought, we got to think about building trust amongst each other and teach each other how to build trust.
How has this experience with the Afghan national women's team changed the way you see soccer?
You know, as an American who grew up with parents who supported it and brothers who supported it and club system and coaches all around, I honestly didn't truly think about women's empowerment and rights for a long time. I recognize how I took that for granted because I'd never had to fight for the right to play football because I was a girl. Maybe I had to fight to get to that next team, that regional team or the national team, like that sort of fight, but never the fight of like with your neighbors, with your community to say that you are not a woman. You are disgraceful for playing sports. The names that these girls get called. And I realized very quickly how women across the world are seen as second and third class citizens. And it changed my whole mindset. And it made me want to fight harder for this team.
What can you tell us from your experience working with Afghan women? Not in Afghanistan, understood. But what are we not getting, the United States, what are we not getting right about Afghanistan? What don't we understand that you think you've seen some kind of glimmer of a solution or some glimmer of a reality?
It's actually a really beautiful place with really beautiful people. And I thought about this a lot because my first team meeting with the team, I thought, here I am, an American, walking into a room of women that come from a very different background than me. Like, how are we going to do this? And my first question to them was, why are you here? They had two answers. One was, when the word Afghanistan is said, the first thing people respond with is terrorism, hatred, Taliban, anger, war. They want to change that word. And the second thing they said was, you know, creating this hope for a better future in women. And the war is above my pay grade, but the people are amazing. And I know what they want for their country. And if we can help in any way, any little tidbit of opportunity, I think that we're giving back.
Kelly Lindsay is the coach of Afghanistan's women's national soccer team. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.